I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. Today, we're spotlighting Chester, Pennsylvania, a small, predominantly Black city carrying the burden of America's largest trash incinerator. Every day, 3,500 tons of waste from cities as close as neighboring Philadelphia and as far away as Puerto Rico burn in the city of Chester. Residents say they are suffering. The childhood asthma rate in the tiny city is 4 times the national average. And for decades, residents of Chester have been fighting to stop the pollution. That battle is documented in a recent film. With us in studio is Chester native and filmmaker Bilal Motley, who captures the relentless push for justice in trash and burn. I also have Chester resident and activist Takiya Nelson, who is featured in the film. Both of you, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you.
Bilal, I wanted to start with you. What is the moment or experience that made you say, I have to tell this story about Chester?
Yeah, growing up in Chester, you know, a lot of people had asthma, like all my siblings. And as I was looking to make a new film, this is my second big environmental justice film, I was like, I got to make something on Chester, where I'm from. My first film was on Philadelphia, on the oil refinery that exploded in 2019. And I love Philly. I lived up here, but I had to do something for my hometown. And then this story just spoke to me. I read about Zulene Mayfield, who's been fighting this America's largest trash incinerator in our hometown. And I just dived into it. Started going to meetings and doing my research and interviewing people. And what made me want to do it is a lot of people, like Takiya right here, who I met, I was just out there parking, filming, getting establishing shots and different shots. Takiya didn't know what it was. And Takiya's from here, right? So from Chester. And my role as an artist is to inform, to educate, entertain sometimes, but just make people aware. Like, I don't have all the answers, but at least make people aware of what's going on around them.
And so let's zoom out for people who might not know what the situation is in Chester. It is home to the country's largest trash incinerator. So what does this mean for a 6-square-mile city like Chester in Delaware County?
Yeah, Chester, Pennsylvania, a town of about 35,000, is already under a lot of pressure. You know, educational issues, some violence, and America's largest trash incinerator. We receive trash from all the way as far as Puerto Rico, New York, Philadelphia, Oklahoma, you can name it, Maryland, New Jersey, and they send it here. And this is a story of environmental injustice, environmental racism. And the wild thing is, this incinerator is permitted like it's the only thing there. But there's an oil refinery in the next town over. There's a waste facility, and there's like a million other things down there. But it's permitted like it's the only thing there. Like, oh, we're meeting our permit. But like, no, there's an abundance of polluters there.
This is where I grew up at. It wasn't as debilitated as it is now. When I grew up, it was fun. Like, we were able to walk up and down the street. And it's just like, once they stopped pouring into the city, we stop pouring into ourselves, and it's more depressed now.
And so, Takiya, yes, you're a Chester resident, grew up there. You didn't know that this incinerator was right in your city?
Not even that it was right down the street from where I reside. It's not even 50 yards from where I live. Raising my daughter here, I also have asthma, but I don't have the magnitude of problems that my child has, which is I'm constantly in the hospital. There's breathing treatments that have to be done, and she's on steroids and a lot of other things that just shouldn't have to be based upon what you've brought into our city.
Bilal, you talk about the reason why Chester has this incinerator. Can you explain to people, given what Takiya has experienced, given the statistics that you just talked about in the city of Chester, 38% of the children have asthma, why would the city allow this?
Wow. So Chester was an industrial giant in the world, not just our region. So it was already an infrastructure to have these facilities. What happens is systematically, these facilities like this are put in black and brown communities. The same company has one in Camden, New Jersey, and on and on and on and on. And the way it happens is they put in these communities where there's little political resistance. Like, this would never be on the main line. It would never be in, you know, Chestnut Hill or, you know, somewhere where people speak up. I have friends in Bucks County. They try to put a new parking lot and they're raising hell because they know there's resistance. But they put in these black and brown communities. And honestly, it was welcomed by the administration back then.
And I want to be explicit because there's something that Chester gets. They get $10 million.
Yeah, they do.
A year to have this incinerator there. You got to mention that. And that money, according to the bureaucrats you interviewed, including former Mayor Thaddeus Kirkland, is money that the city really needs. The city's been in receivership. It's, you know, filed for bankruptcy. And without the incinerator money, what would happen to Chester?
It's a terrible dilemma. We need every amount of money, but it's not at the expense of our health. You know what I mean? And that's what Zulene Mayfield and Circle, a concerned residents for quality living, they've been fighting for 30 years. You know, like, yes, it does provide infrastructure, lights and everything, but it's killing us.
And so, you know, Bilal, from the filmmaker side, you thought it was important to tell this story. And one of the people who you highlight is Zulene Mayfield. Tell us about her. She's a firebrand.
Wow. Zulene's a former nurse, and she's been fighting this thing since the early 90s.
That's the incinerator right down there. 1992. We had our first protest. We stopped the trucks right here on the street. And we do this as a reminder to the polluters that this is our effing house. We not quitting. We ain't tired. I still ain't freaking scared.
She devoted her life to this city. She's spoken at the Pennsylvania State Capitol. She's probably one of the most important environmental justice activists in the world to me. Like, she's powerful, no nonsense, and that's the way you have to be. And she gave me strength watching her not give up for 30 years. There's time, like, this is the hardest film I ever had to make because it's my hometown. I interviewed the former mayor, Thaddeus Kirkland, who grew up next door to my dad. It was difficult. You know what I mean? Like, hey, what are these questions? You know what I mean? Like, it was really tough film, but just watching her resilience. And she's fed up. You know, she's fed up. Imagine fighting something for 30 years and it's still there. It's still there. So, yeah, Zulene Mayfield is amazing. The organization is amazing. They have collaborations with Swarthmore College, this group called C4. These students there, they're doing amazing work. And, yeah, she's a powerful, powerful person. And I think, you know, the city, the area, like that incinerator doesn't just pollute just Chester. This is everyone's air in this region, and she's fighting for everybody.
One of the moments that you begin the film with is in 2023.
Jeff Brown, one of your campaign slogans is pick up the bleep trash. Littering, illegal dumping, and some tiny garbage pickup system continues to be a persistent problem in the city. Where Philadelphia trucks some of its trash has spurred accusations of pollution and environmental racism, specifically from the residents of Chester. Would you, as mayor, keep or change the existing waste disposal contracts?
Chester is Chester. I'm worried about Philadelphians and how their lives are. And so what will come first to me is what would be best for my Philadelphians.
So you don't care about Chester?
I do care.
The trash that's coming from Philadelphia.
I do care, but I don't work for them if I'm the mayor. I work for Philadelphia.
No.
And the trash has to go somewhere. And whoever gets it's going to be unhappy with it.
I wonder how that moment sort of struck you during the mayor's race. And was that one of the catalysts that made you want to put this film together?
When that happened, that was like in the middle of me filming this movie. I was like, I don't know if I can finish this. And that just jolted me because that's how we assume people talk about Chester, the powers that be. But to hear it was a visceral feeling, and it was disgusting, and it really pissed me off. You know?
And we're getting close to wrapping up here. But I want to ask you, what do you hope people take from this? Because there's a lot of folks, Bilal, who don't know about the city of Chester. They have no idea about this incinerator. What are you hoping people take from the film?
Hoping that people take away just to be more conscious of where their waste and their trash goes. You know, try out composting, improve recycling habits, because most of it's probably coming to my hometown of Chester. You know, and people that didn't ask for it, You know what I mean? It's hurting the children. So look at, you know, there's something you can do if you're in New York, Philly, Puerto Rico, Canada, and the countless other places that it's coming from. Be more conscious where your trash goes and speak up. Like, you have a voice. Zulene, you know, sacrificed everything. A nurse, you know, nurses make a lot of money. She sacrificed for her community. You can do the same.
And one of the things that Zulene said is she's not giving up.
I don't know how it's going to go down, but I know it's going to go down. It will be in my lifetime, and I won't leave it for the next generation to deal with. Not that particular incident. So I'm feeling pretty good.
I believe that it can, if we all address this collectively. It shouldn't be one person's fight.
And we'll leave it there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was filmmaker Bilal Motley talking about his documentary, Trash and Burn, which tells the story of the decades-long fight for environmental justice in the city of Chester. Motley will screen the film for free on November 19th at Widener University's Freedom Hall. Check out details of that event at whyy.org/studio2. This was a Studio 2 Extra. You can follow us wherever you get your podcast, and be sure to leave a review. Thanks so much to our producers, Debbie Builder, Paige Murray Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Charlie Kyer engineered today's Extra. Our executive producer is Kevin McCrory. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Cherry Gregg. See you next time.